And hello and welcome to Hindsight Tonight. I'm Damian Musiani, and here's your news. Leading off, boobs are back. The recent spate of cleavage-exposed images of actress Sydney Sweeney has unhooked a bevy of reactions and received pushback, or bounce back, or push up, really, insert your own innuendo there, from perfectly proportioned left and right sides of the political world. Following President Joe Biden's State of the Union address on Thursday, Florida Congressman Jared Moskowitz posted this image of Biden in apparent shock over Sweeney's giant rack that she recently showcased on SNL. Moskowitz is running for governor, by the way, only in Florida. Then a bunch of articles written by women stated that Sweeney's visage was a sign that woke culture is a, well, bust. Sorry, it's too easy. Even Sydney's grandparents are proud of their genes.
And how are they with it?
They said I have the best in Hollywood.
Your grandparents said that?
Yeah. Who is Sydney's grandmother, Harvey Weinstein? This bodacious ta-ta tete-a-tete seems split between Republicans reveling in revisionism and Democratic opponents overturning objectivism. Maybe it's just a generational thing. Gen Zers certainly weren't around when jiggling jugs and navigated nipples were a mainstay on primetime TV. This was your life back then. Wake up, flip on The Price is Right. Oh, yeah, come on down. Later, catch a rerun of The Love Boat. Ahoy! And then watch Jimmy Kimmel host a show featuring girls on trampolines. Bit of a culture shock to snowflakey eyes. The difference today is that, unlike those examples, a woman like Sydney Sweeney can make her own choices about how much skin to share and leverage those choices as she sees fit. It is Women's History Month, after all. Who needs men anyway? Certainly not Charlotte, a female California round stingray that is still reportedly pregnant. Congrats, Charlotte. Who's the father? Better call Maury Povich out of retirement for this one. You see, there have never been male stingrays in Charlotte's tank. But technically, female rays don't need men to have kids. That's an immaculate misconception. But the world has been impatiently waiting weeks to see if a little stingray will lead them. Who knows, maybe Charlotte's child will perform miracles like walk on water or turn water into brine. Whatever knocked Charlotte up, don't blame it on aliens, because the US government knows nothing about them. A multi-million dollar study on extraterrestrial life identity and the U.S. government's knowledge of the same turned up exactly zero cases of aliens being spotted in the sky or on the ground. According to the confusingly named Department of Defense's All Domain Anomaly Resolution Office's historical report, the U.S. government has no info on UFOs. That Area 51 is just an empty warehouse, I guess. Unexplained phenomena? Still unexplained, sorry. The truth just isn't out there. Yeah. Next, they're going to tell us that David Duchovny doesn't actually work for the FBI and that tap water won't kill aliens. Ha! They must think we Americans are all boobs. And that's your news. Have a great week. If you like this episode, let us know, and I'll see you next Sunday with Fresh Hindsight.